Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Megan Roth joining us in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next superior chance to buy some great cattle coming up this Friday, July 1st, broadcasting live from Superior's Livestock Studios in Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll have a regular video auction started at 8 a.m. Central Time, Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30. We'll be offering 17,500 head, including 2,200 Holsteins, 3,200 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, about 4,200 weaned calves, 5,300 calves on cows, and about 225 bred stock. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website at SuperiorLivestock.com or, as always, give us a call at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. That next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Friday, July 1st. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Over the last 4 years, Dr. Megan Roth was a professor at Oklahoma State University before going back home to K-State, where she's now on their staff in their animal science department. While at Oklahoma State University, Megan helped the university pick up a $1 million grant from Uncle Sam looking at climate changes, especially at the ways that you might be able to select genetically cattle that are more efficient in using water.
Water resources are something that I don't think we've thought much about. And in some regions of the country, we probably really don't need to think about it all that much. But there are regions where water is scarce and there's a lot of competition between human uses, other agricultural uses, wildlife, and livestock. So I think in some of those regions, it might be good to have some more information on how much water cattle are actually consuming so that we can sort of factor that into conserving the water resources available on a farm or ranch.
And specifically, the research that Megan started at OSU had to do with animals and their water consumption.
Absolutely. There's a project that we've been working on at Oklahoma State that is really setting out to quantify variation in water intake on a large scale and really see whether it's a heritable trait in beef cattle and whether we can make selection progress. It is heritable in laboratory species, and there are big differences in water consumption in things like mice. So I think it makes sense that there would be genetic variation in a species like cattle, where we have water being a really important part of that rumen ecosystem.
And Megan indicates that work continues to try to identify animals more water efficient than others.
Exactly. And that's something we'll work on in that project, and we should have the answers to that in a few years. But there is a lot of variation in water intake, and you have some animals in instances that will drink twice as much as another animal who's eating about the same amount of feed. There are differences between some breeds. Typically, those breeds of Brahman descent that we think of as typically adapted to harsher environmental conditions tend to drink less water.
Hand in hand with the research on water utilization, heat tolerance.
Heat tolerance and feed efficiency, but a lot of the heat tolerance work has actually been done in dairy cattle from a genetics perspective, which makes sense because dairy cattle are in a more defined management system. They're not in an extensive production system out on pasture, typically, unless it's pasture-based dairy. Mm-hmm. So you can get in and make some of those management interventions more like we would in a feedlot and collect that data a little bit more easily than we can beef cows out on pasture.
Mm-hmm. And Megan says the folks over at the University of Missouri are doing some work along these lines.
There's been a grant that's been recently funded at the University of Missouri that's going to delve into thermotolerance as well. Yeah. So a lot of things coming in the future.
Now part of the faculty at Kansas State University, previously over the last 4 years at OSU, Dr. Megan Roth. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Bormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
At your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.